All right, this week on the Quranic Code, we're going to study the first surah, Al-Fatiha. And remember, this is my first time going through the Quran, so I'm going to read it to you and try to interpret it to you at the same time. Stay tuned. It could get wild. All right, so first surah, Al-Fatiha, verse 1, in the name of Adonai. I just like to point everything back to the one true God of Israel because this is an Abrahamic religion. So it is ultimately going back to the one true God, the Adonai, the Elohim, the El Shaddai. It all goes back to that. So whenever it says Allah, just so we don't get pointed off into the desert, I'm always going to use Adonai. Just like on my other show, Times of the New Testament, I use Emmanuel instead of just using the JC name like they want me to. But it says, in the name of Adonai, the Beneficent. Beneficent means good. Like, God is good all the time. He doesn't think about bad. It's the actions of the non-believers that cause the suffering upon themselves, and they just don't get it. And shortly in the Quran, we'll learn about that and exactly what happens to the non-believers from being so evil. They think that they're doing themselves a favor and doing some injustice to the believers by acting fake, but they're not. They're really leading people astray, and they're really like heaping coals upon their own heads, and they just don't see it. And there's plenty of people in my life that do it because they're non-believers, and there's people throughout everyone's life that do it because they're non-believers. And ultimately, that's how the Quran kind of starts off, is separating the believers from the non-believers, because all the Abrahamic religions believe in one God. Okay, and that's the end of it. There's one God. So we all believe in the same God. We just have different paths to that one God. Everyone else outside of that is a non-believer. And ultimately, the believers will ultimately overcome the non-believers. And it shows us through the Quran from what I've read. And I've only read like the first two surahs so far, really. But I'll continue to study and we'll continue to spend some time either daily or bi-daily or weekly or something like that. Just so we can have a little 5-minute talk about this every day. All right, because this is important. Like, the Quran is important. I didn't realize how important it was till I was in Israel sitting in the back with a guy named Muhammad in the back of this car. And he asked me what I thought about the Quran, and I told him, like, I think I need to read it because I need to learn what half of this Holy Land is about, you know? So praise be to Adonai, Lord of the worlds. So he created all the worlds. All the worlds are his. Everything is his. This world and outside this world and the heavens. The Beneficent. Again, that means good. The Merciful, okay? The owner of the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment happens in the Valley of Jehoshaphat in Israel. The Adonai is the owner of the judgment, and everyone will have to go through the judgment, and they'll have to find out what they did to help instate the kingdom of heaven on earth and what they did to help curb the non-believers and help shepherd the believers. The alone we worship. So it's a one God religion. It's not a polytheistic religion. That's why the Quran is pointing everyone to the true Adonai. All right. The alone we worship. The alone we ask for help. So who do the believers go to for help? Do they go to a man? Do they go to their friends for help? No, they go directly to the Lord for help because they believe in the Lord and they ask him for help and he provides the help and always will for the believers. Show us a straight path, it says. And that's because we don't want to get led astray, because we know that when we get led astray, we fall off and things get difficult. We begin suffering. It's like falling off the bridge in Mario Brothers, you know. You start losing your life, you know. The lava, you can get hit it once, you can hit it twice, but you can't hit it three times. It's the same with falling off the path. The path of those who thou hast favored, not the path of those who are in that anger or who's led astray. So they're saying we want the path of the people that are favored, Lord, not the path of the people who earn your anger and go astray and fall off into that pit. We want the path of favor, the gold road. And that's our 5 minutes of Quran for today.
محمد رسول الله.